favorites coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Senator Mike Knopf's Republican State Senator from Battle Creek. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Sharon. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Very well. Thank you. Wanted to start off with a couple of subjects wanted to talk to you about. Of course, the big budget that was handed down yesterday, things made it through. What is your take on the budget as it stands today?
Well, I think that, you know, the revenue estimating conference that happened Monday told us that we have between not only the rest of this year, but then next year, they project about $900 million more revenue than what we thought. And all three branches got together, the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, and they came up with goals that, you know, where that money should go. And the one part is that is an extra $310 million in funding for K-12 schools, of which $150 million will be distributed on a per-pupil basis. That's about $100 per student in the districts. And then another $160 million to help defray the cost of the local school districts and what they have to pay in to the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System. So instead of the $300 per student cut that the governor is recommending, it's down to about $99 or $100 with this new proposal. And I think schools will be glad to see some relief instead of facing a $300 per student cut.
And it certainly is some relief. In talking with some Democratic senators yesterday, notably Senator Gretchen Whitmer, she's saying that this isn't getting back to per pupil, and that isn't really what it seems to be. You are understanding it differently?
Yeah, the $150 million will be distributed on a per-pupil basis, is my understanding, to the district. And they just have to meet some best practice measures that will be defined in the K-12 appropriations bill. One's like having a dashboard on your website. And another one is you have to bid some contracts for non-educational, institutional programs. Not programs, but things in your budget that... Mm-hmm. I believe the specifics are that's over $50,000, and it doesn't say you have to take any of the bids, but you just have to go out and bid, and it'll help you review on what your costs are and are they in line with what, you know, is out there and available today. And then there's a couple other ones. I don't remember all five of them, but if you meet four of the five, then you get basically the $150 million or $100 per student back in your budget.
It doesn't sound like they're insurmountable.
No. I think that, you know, they're good. I think the other one I'm just thinking now as we're speaking, one of them is that your employees have to pay 10% of their health care costs. And, you know, I think that's, you know, I think some school districts doing less than that, some are doing more. So it shouldn't be too hard to be able to meet that. And I can't remember the other two, but if you meet four of the five, mm-hmm. then you'd be able to demonstrate that you'd have access to $100 per student more for your district.
Is this falling in line with what you heard and was recommended by Governor Rick Snyder in terms of, like, sharing the burden and spreading that around?
Yeah, I think the part that I heard him say and what this is referring to is best practices. You know, the state's trying to do the same thing, and we'd like to see local units and school districts look at what, you know, we're doing and helping them, because we're all under financial distress. And this is his idea in incentivizing them to bring their costs down.
And he certainly has done this in other areas of the budget as well.
Absolutely. And the other part, I think the biggest part that I don't want to miss is that they're recommending putting $400 million in savings accounts for the state of Michigan. Right now, I think we have about $2 million in our rainy day fund. This would put $255 million in the budget stabilization fund or the rainy day fund, and another $133 million in the school aid fund reserve account for future liabilities that the schools have. So it's a huge difference in what we've been doing since I've been up there in the state house and Michigan's past behavior and, you know, overspending. We're actually going to do that. And by putting money in the bank, obviously, then, and paying off some of these legacy costs in retirement and health care, the governor's recommending the budget $200 million to go to helping those billions of dollars of debt that we basically have that's on the books, and we haven't been paying even the minimum payment on that. And he's making aggressive overtures towards doing that, which will help us in the end, because obviously it's just like anyone. If you pay more on the principal of your house, it's going to be less interest that you'll pay in the overall period of paying back the loan. And so that will free up some additional money in the future. And it shows the good intent that Michigan's got its financial house in order, and we're doing structural things that we all talked about when we were running that we couldn't do one-time practices. And this budget enables us for the next 2 years to be able to have a balanced budget and actually putting money back into the rainy day fund and living within our means. And I think that's totally different than these one-time fixes that we've done in the past to deal with the budget.
You were not in favor of moving money out of the school aid bill, a school aid fund, and then and giving it to community colleges and universities, however.
Yeah, I am not. You know, I in checking, you know, the, in my opinion, the intent of Proposal A and what was on the language, what voters voted on, was that this would be a steady funding stream for K-12 education. Nowhere in the language, when people went to vote and looked at the 100 words or less describing what the proposal would do, doesn't say anything about the money going to universities. And the, you know, in the background material for it, it does talk about being able to do it. So I think technically, you know, you're able to do it, but that's not what was demonstrated to voters, and the voters didn't know that. And I think they voted on secure funding for K-12. And what I'd like to do is take that money that is being recommended to go to the universities and put that back into K-12. And then from the general fund, we find the money to be able to fund universities.
Another bill that you worked on that went through yesterday, Senate Bill 229, it speaks to the reforms and strengthening laws involving deaths of children in state care. Tell me about that.
Well, what it is, you know, we have death review panels in most counties, and when they're in the state's care, we have a citizens review board that can look at, children that were in our care, in the state's care, who died unexpectedly or for some reason or even just died. This will state that they have to review each and every case of a child that's in the state's care. They'll have to review the circumstances and the findings and the investigation and read the reports on what actually occurred. And it'll give the citizens of the board an overview of what is going on and how they see it from a different perspective instead of from within state government. And then if there's changes need to be made so it doesn't ever happen again, because every child we lose is just it's a horrible situation.
Is this a piece that was missing before? Does your bill add some transparency to the process?
Yeah, what it does is not only that, we also, my bill says that every county has one that has law enforcement on it and the health department on it and some other representatives. And my bill also then says someone from the court system needs to sit on that death panel review and look at every death of a child in the county. And it mandates that. And then I'm trying to think, the sharing of information.
Mm-hmm.
It says that everybody involved in the investigations or the review of it get to see the reports of every other group that's involved in these death review panels and or police departments and or sheriff's departments, whoever's investigating it, and Child Protective Services and all the entities that investigate these deaths, they get to see the whole report and the sharing of information so everybody has the same information so we can review and look and see if there's something we're not doing or we need to do that happened in this particular case that we should put in place procedures and actions that hopefully would not allow it to happen again.
When I first was reading about this bill, Senator Knopf, my thought was, gosh, I hope this isn't happening often. This is just something to get in place.
Yeah, it's not always, you know, some are just natural deaths. You
mm-hmm.
know, a kid may fall and hit their head, you know, and they have internal injuries or whatever, and there's nothing suspicious about it. But if there is, and what is being done and recommended, and a prosecutor sits on it, and a lot of the different entities, they review it all and make sure that they've looked at every angle and thought of everything. And I think by having the group review that and sharing all the information so they can come to a determination and say, okay, this was it's an accident, this one was a natural death, this one was, you know, suspicious, and, you know, if it involved the state, was there something the state should have done or wasn't doing, or it is already current law, but the state didn't follow the proper procedures and make that apparent in their final determination and report.
And you've gotten a lot of support on this effort from Department of Human Services Director Maura Corrigan, even during her time on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of her passions, and it's an area that she truly is passionate about, and we thank her for that and dedication to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect every child that's a resident, or every child in Michigan. And, she's spearheading it and has been and looked at it. making recommendations. She testified in front of the committee, and I was glad to be a part of the package of bills that would strengthen our laws and our review procedures and looking at children who die early.
And it looks like this group of bills, Senate bills 226 through 229, are headed on to the House for consideration at this point?
That's correct, yep.
Very good. Well, sir, thank you so much for your time tonight and walking us through a couple of issues here. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. You as well. We've been speaking with Senator Mike Knopf, a Republican state senator from Battle Creek. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Here's your updated Lansing area forecast for more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Areas of fog in the overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, low of 55. Fog early on Saturday morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high 79. Winds gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. And showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night with cloudy skies, low 61. Stay tuned for more Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Hi, Lansing. This is Laura Ingram. You're going to hear me 9 till noon on 1320 WILS. I have a question for you. How satisfied are you with your...